Daniel 6 and verse 3 says that Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. It was very obvious you didn't have to know Daniel very long before you knew that there was something different about this man, something very different, something that set him apart and marked and distinguished him above everyone else in the kingdom. The king noticed it, and he set Daniel over the whole realm. His enemies noticed it, and they tried to kill him. God noticed it, and he blessed him incredibly. The Bible says that Daniel had an excellent spirit. G. Campbell Morgan states that the statement literally means that in Daniel the spiritual predominated. The spiritual rather than the material was the chief thing. He was a man whose life was built around the eternal truth of God's word, rather than the temporal values of the world. Here was a man who couldn't tolerate the status quo. Thousands of God's people had been uprooted from their homes and taken captive into a pagan, idolatrous land. They had adopted the culture and language of the Babylonians. They had worshipped their idols. They were God's people, but they were unrecognizable from the world. But Daniel marched to the beat of a different drum. To Daniel, spiritual values were more important than earthly pleasure. Obedience to God's word, whatever the cost, was more important than life itself, because Daniel was a man whose life revolved around the spiritual rather than the material. What kind of a Christian are you? What drives you? What motivates you? What kind of values are you passing on to your children? Make choices today that will ensure that the spiritual predominates in your life. Spend time in God's word and in prayer. Confess any known sin. Acknowledge your total dependency upon the Lord. Determine to reject even the smallest compromise of God's word, and purpose to invest spiritually in the lives of the people that God brings into your life today, beginning with those in your own family. My name is Morris Hull, and you have been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/HomeLifeMinistries.